We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What is the fashion style, the style that you have that even though it's long gone, nobody else is wearing it, you still are?
I mean, I think I have none because I am the most fashionable person you'll ever meet in your life.
Chef Plum has been sitting in for Raven while Raven is on vacation.
The fashionable Chef Plum.
He will be back tomorrow, Raven. Plum, I noticed when you walked in today and I tried not to giggle. But you're wearing your, what is it called? Your chef coat.
Well, it's a shirt. It's a chef's shirt. It's a kitchen shirt.
It is a chef coat that has your name on it.
Yeah.
And you probably are thinking, oh, well, you know, he must be cooking something today on the show. No, we're not cooking anything here today on the show. Nothing. And I was like, well, why are you dressed to go work on the line in a restaurant?
I would like to have a minute just to explain myself, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Can I do that?
Sure.
Number one. I like to dress the gimmick, so I run the part. I run it 100%. I'm committed. That's what I do. I'm a commitment guy. Number two, yes, it does have my name on it. You're right. But what that does do, it allows me to not have to introduce myself when I walk into a room. It makes me feel good. People go, oh, Chef Plum. How do they know? Because they see my name on my shirt. It gets rid of that anxiety right off the bat. I'm helping people. That's what I like to do.
And I don't mean to be making more fun of you because
yes,
I will certainly be making more fun of myself too. But you've been rocking that mohawk for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, well, listen.
When you first did it, I was like, everybody had a mohawk. And then people stopped wearing a mohawk.
Right.
And then you dyed yours different colors and you just held on. You held on tight.
That's what fashionistas like myself do.
Yeah. I kind of get it because remember like 15 years ago when we started getting manicures and everybody got ballet slippers. Maybe you don't remember this.
I remember
Chef
this.
Mom. It was like the very neutral color nail polishes.
Oh, yeah.
It was ballet slippers. It was, oh my gosh. I'm going to forget all of them. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Like flesh colored nails.
Yes. That's my life. I'll never go back. When people are getting like the almond long nails,
yeah.
No, mine are still square, short, and ballet slippers. That's the way it's going to be forever. And I've been wearing the same two color lipsticks, NARS. You know, the red lipstick like Taylor Swift, and then another one called Band Red for about 10 years at this point.
Interesting. So you haven't changed any of that, huh?
No. What's the fashion style that even though it's out of style, you're holding on to it? Beth?
Cargo pants are a perfect item that should be worn at all times.
Wait a minute.
More pockets, more room to put things. You don't have to bring a bag if you don't want to because you got cargo pants on.
Are cargo pants... cargo pants aren't a thing? Like, people don't like them?
No. Cargo pants made their way back. They're back in style for women.
Did they leave?
Yes. They left for a very long time during the skinny jean age.
Okay.
No women were wearing... I shouldn't say no women. That's not a nice generalization to make.
99% of women were wearing skinny jeans.
Exactly.
For a very, very long time.
But the cargos are back. But so my very good friend, stylist Lauren, always helps me. Like, she comes shopping with me. There's honestly nothing better than having a very good friend who's a stylist. It makes your life so much easier. And she has sworn cargos are back. And I have a lot of pairs of them. And I love them because they're cozy and they're big.
Right.
But she doesn't let me put things in the pocket.
Well,
she's like, no, you pin them shut. I go, what is the point having cargo pants if you can't put things in the pocket? I don't know. You can't look bulky. They have to look slim at the side.
Cargo pants. Listen.
It's different for boys, I think. I don't know.
I enjoy great functionality with my clothing. It all has to mean something, do something, or have a function, or else I don't want to wear it. That's why I wear cargo shorts all the time. I always have pockets.
What's the fashion item that, even though it's long out of style, you are still holding on to it because it is your jam? What's the fashion that you absolutely love and you keep wearing it, even though it went out of style a long time ago?
These things stick around forever. You get committed to it. You think you look good in it, and then you want to stay there the entire time.
Right. I was making fun of Chef Plum because he has a mohawk. He's had that mohawk for as long as I can remember. It's like 20 years at this point, I think.
It's comfortability for me more than anything else, you know?
Janice.
High-waisted jeans, okay? I know it's trendy for the low-rise jeans to come back, but I refuse to let go of the high-waisted jeans. They don't even make them high-waisted really anymore. I refuse to let go. If I find a jean that's high-waisted enough and I like it, I buy it. I don't care.
the way that it just holds everything in and it just sucks you in and snatches you. It's magic is really what it is. High waisted jeans. Yeah.
Even like your face when you're describing these jeans, it just looks like you're getting into a nice warm hot tub.
It's like putting my fupa in a cocoon and letting it just nice and squish in there, and it's perfect, and we're protecting it from the world. That's what we're doing.
No comment.
All right. Walter, what's that style you're not getting rid of?
So a couple years ago on Christmas, I got one of those like dad shoes, those like Nikes that you see, like it's like the dad starter pack, kind of white, just plain Nike. I think if you saw it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I would make fun of it. And then I put them on once and I walked around and they were the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn.
Do they have Velcro straps?
No, I'm not there. I'm not quite there yet.
Good.
But they are the most comfortable things ever. And they match everything, even though, you know, I definitely get some looks.
I told my husband New Balances are back big time and he should try a pair. And then we went to a store and he came. He's like, babe, how about these? And they were the all white New Balances. I'm like, no. I go, they can't be all white. He's like, what? He's like, what are you talking about? I go, New Balances are cool, but they can't be all white because that's old man. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind.
I mean, I don't know if they're cool or not, but, you know.
Oh, no. Tomorrow I'm going to wear a pair of New Balances. You're going to see how cool they are.
Does that make them cool because you're wearing them?
Yeah, I've been wearing them for years, though.
Oh. I'm a Hoka guy. And I'll tell you what, I love my Hokas very much and I will wear them forever.
Are they all white?
No. I do have an all-white pair. I also have an all-black pair. But they're fantastic shoes. They're better than all-white Nikes, New Balance.
Sure, if you believe that. Lawrence, what is the fashion thing that you are not getting rid of? It's your style and you're sticking with it.
It's going to be a flannel shirt tucked into jeans. Kind of a classic outdoorsman vibe from the 50s. You slap some boots on there, maybe a mustache. Feel like a hero.
Okay. Like a red and black flannel shirt, like the guy on the paper towel thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's his name? What's his name? Is it a bouncy guy?
Oh, it's Brawny.
No, Brawny?
Brawny, right?
Yeah, what's his name?
Brawny guy.
But you want to know what? That's classic as I'm Googling it. Brawny guy name. I feel like any man looks handsome in a flannel tucked into a nice pair of jeans if it fits him right. Mr. Brawny. That's his name?
Creative. They got a good marketing company behind that.
Who is Brawny's mascot? The Brawny man.
Yeah, I don't think he has a...
Barrel-chested avatar of masculinity in a lumberjack shirt. Sometimes with a Tom Selleck mustache.
Sometimes. Tom Selleck was an old actor from the 80s in a show called Magnum P.I.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was the other day.
That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah. I think you're cool with that outfit. I think people are all right with the flannel.
What about the old, remember when we were younger and we used to wear overalls, but we have the one overall thing down?
Yeah, that's, no. No one's doing that anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
I saw somebody wearing that on Halloween and I didn't. It wasn't a costume, but I don't know. Maybe it was a costume. She was just didn't have the rest of it on.
Did she have it on backwards? That says something about
Mac
make
Daddy.
You jump.
Yeah. Mac Daddy, Daddy Mac.
Daddy Mac, yeah.
I was that one year for Halloween.
Really?
I was Criss Cross. It was dope. I wish overalls would come back into style. I could rock them.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.